A day of the people, for the people, by the people. That's the sentiment as the annual Joe Kane procession will begin at 2:30 and pack the streets to honor the man who brought Carnival back to life in Mobile following the Civil War. As these things tended to be, the event started modestly in 1966 with the toasting of Joe Kane following a jazz funeral to the Church Street graveyard where Kane's body was reinterred. Kane was previously buried in Bayou La Batrie. Famed Mobile poet, writer, and historian Judy Rayford was responsible for organizing the early gatherings to honor Joe Kane, and rightly so, Rayford became the first to parade dressed as Chief Slack. Rayford is buried in the Church Street graveyard next to Joe Kane himself. This morning, you can catch Joe Kane's Merry Widows weeping in the Church Street graveyard, followed by dancing on Kane's grave, which, if you haven't witnessed this in person, is a bucket list activity for Carnival. The identity of the widows remains a carefully guarded secret, so get out on the streets today, dance to the music, bend an elbow, and raise a little Kane. Each day through Ash Wednesday, I'll have a new Moon Pie Minute focusing on the pageantry, revelry, and stories of Mardi Gras in South Alabama. If you missed one or just want to check out parade routes and times, visit fmtalk1065.com. I'm Stephen McNair, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.